This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Get on it, or get lost, left behind. Don't want to have that happen. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Karen.
Oh, man, you stepped into the game.
Really?
No, I didn't. I'm looking at the list of people running for office. I'm looking at the ballot.
It's almost as bad as shouting the wrong name during almost that bad.
Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler are here. This is primary day in Massachusetts. It's primary day in a number of other states. Many states have already had their primary. It seems
that
the
it's
closer...
Yeah, it's kind of late for you.
Well, it is more appropriate to have it closer to the election because then you remember who you voted for.
Plus, then you don't have to put out with annoyances all year long.
Well, there's that too. So I thought it would be of value. We were talking about this a little earlier, Richie, before you got here. The two things on my mind, strangely enough, as I begin this hour...
Are Karen and what else?
No, are the essence of who's running and why it's important to vote in the primary. And then I want to talk about football in a number of different ways. But first, as we think about voting here in Massachusetts, and maybe those of you, there's five or six other states that are having primaries, most of the polls are usually open from 7 in the morning, 8 at night. And you have to choose in Massachusetts you have to choose a Democratic ballot or a Republican ballot.
Can you switch your mind? Do you have to register that way or can you just pick a ballot?
If you're not registered in either party, you can ask for either ballot.
Gotcha.
I am registered as an independent or I'm not registered at all. I used to be registered as a Republican, but the Republicans disappoint me and I don't feel like I want to declare myself a Republican anymore, even though I will take a Republican ballot today.
But the only way that you can get a Republican ballot is if you're a registered Republican or if you're an independent who chooses a Republican.
As a Democrat, exactly.
Got it.
If you're, either are an independent or you're registered in either party.
Right.
You can't pick one
or
the other.
That's how it's here,
too. Right. And there are, is would be the case expected in here, Massachusetts, more Democratic ballot races than there are Republicans. And I was talking about somebody took a shot at me. As I expected would be the case. I was talking about Irish women politicians, Richie, earlier on.
And?
That goes well.
Well, it didn't. It is.
In Boston.
What is it?
When he calls them annoying.
Well, they are. They're just, it's the same old, same old. And they look like clones. They all look like each other. I mean, take a look at Martha Coakley, Elizabeth Warren, and this woman, Healy, who's.
We have Barbara Mikulski down here in Maryland.
She's not Irish. Yeah, no.
Mikulski is an Irish.
No, she doesn't look.
Now you're just hammering all women politicians.
Why is she Irish? Mikulski.
She's a Polish woman.
She's a Polish.
Oh, she is?
Well, is she a skier?
Take a look at her. She's 5 foot tall and 5 foot wide. She doesn't look like a.
Got an Irish. Let me see here.
That's what she. What do you want?
Are you insinuating that all Polish women are 5 feet tall and 5 feet wide?
I didn't say that. You never heard me say that. I said she is.
I just did.
No, you didn't hear me say that at all.
She said, she's Polish. Take a look at her. She's 5 foot tall.
Well,
5 foot wide.
Right. I'm being specific about how she looks. She's 4 foot
11.
I said she's 4 foot 11. I missed it by 3 inches.
But you just got lucky.
Whatever, how many inches it was. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that isn't the point. The thing that bothers me more than anything else, I'm looking at the three local newspapers here, the Boston Globe and the Herald and the Middlesex paper. I live in Middlesex County. And they all say the same thing. The Secretary of State's office is expecting a low voter turnout, like saying to you, you morons, you're not going to be with it unless you stay home. That's basically what they're saying. It is so annoying to see the news media play that hand. Oh, it's going to be, and you see it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So anyway, I'm looking at some of the issues that are on the ballot here. The people that are running, I find it interesting to see who's. There are more Republicans coming around to my area than used to be the case. It used to be a waste of time to be a Republican here, but now there, at least there are some races. There are changes that have taken place in various ways. I'm looking at the sample ballot now. And I find most of the names on the ballot I don't know anything about, even though I have a voter. This is the thing. The news media doesn't cover secondary races. They all fall. This sort of falls into what we were talking about yesterday. Who decides what the stories are going to be? Remember that conversation from yesterday? Who decides what news is going to be covered? Actually, I first talked about this. Well, I've talked about this for years, but over the weekend, if you listen to the Talk Radio Countdown show, had a conversation with Victoria Jones, who's a White House reporter for Talk Radio News Service, and she was talking about, in very blunt terms, Richie, I think you heard that conversation. Very direct. No, it wasn't you.
That wasn't me.
Al, who did that with me. Anyway, she went through very graphically and specifically how the hierarchy of news works and who gets the attention and where the stories come from. Most of the stories that you will see today in your morning newspaper or what you see on the news or listen to the news on the radio or hear us talk about in conversation, the programs that talk about the news, the lead stories come from four or five newspapers. That's where it begins.
Right.
All of it begins with four or five papers.
Reuters.
And then AP and Reuters to a certain extent.
Right.
And then it goes, everybody trickles in the money news. It's mostly Bloomberg. It used to be Wall Street Journal. Not anymore. But they determine what the stories are. They, the people who write the stories and the editors.
But not when it comes to your local politicians and who's running for office.
Well, I think that is, but you see, they all try to curry favor within big newspapers. All the people who are running for a significant statewide office try to get the Herald to endorse them.
Sure, we had the Post and the Times here. The Washington Post is the big daddy. And then,
or the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. You know, there are a lot of little newspapers that nobody pays any attention to them. So I just am trying to, in my own sort of strange way, trying to get people to, if you're having a primary in your state today, please understand how important it is. Your vote counts more here than any place, because this is where you separate the wheat from the
chaff. You just said you don't.
I'm going to take a Republican ballot, and I'm going to vote for a guy who I think actually has a chance to win. There hasn't been a Republican. Well, it's not. Mitt Romney was there. This is a strange state. If you have the right Republican credentials, you can win. Romney won fairly handily, and he wasn't really even a resident of Massachusetts. He kind of just came in, plopped himself down, and Scott Brown, who was the senator from Massachusetts won when Teddy Kennedy died, replaced Teddy Kennedy. He lost to this phony Elizabeth Warren and the second time around. So he'd had a summer. He and Mitt Romney have a summer home on Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire. So he declared his residency in New Hampshire, and he's running for the Senate in New Hampshire and has a good chance of beating the Democrat, Gene Shaheen, who's in the seat
great
now.
Name.
Isn't that a great name?
Gene Shaheen.
She's a horrible senator, but she's very vulnerable. And Brown is a good politician. And actually, I thought he did a pretty good job.
Attractive.
Yeah, he did a good job. But here it is, these people who get into it. And there were those who thought he ought to run for governor of Massachusetts. He said, no, because it's hard to get elected as a Republican. As it turns out, it looks like a Republican is probably going to win because there's no name recognition. There's three Democrats, a guy from Newton named Donald Berwick that nobody knows, Martha Coakley, who ran for the Senate before and was miserable and soundly defeated. She might win in the primary, but she'll get beaten by this guy, Charlie Baker, who is quite an astute politician, but he's also a guy that sort of knows his way around. And so anyway, but you see these, there is a lot of shaking up going on. That's the other side of this. The political mainstream doesn't know what to do with the fringes And when the fringes get a lot of attention, they either if they're smart, they call themselves, call attention to themselves. And people say, oh, yeah, this guy, he's a lot better than the other person. And so there will be where people have done a good job of calling attention to themselves and the differences that they bring to the table versus the same old, you'll see a change. But then the news media, who is an unindicted co-conspirator with the politicians who want to stay in office, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, maybe on Sunday, there's a headline. Where was I on Sunday when I got the Cleveland Plain Dealer? Got the Cleveland paper as I got on the plane to come back to Boston. And the headline was that it looks like, at this point, looking at the primary ballots, that the public that seems very disenfranchised or disaffected by politics is going to elect the same people again. That's what the story was basically. Oh, yeah. We're going to elect the same people again. Well, how the hell do they know we're going to elect the same? We're not even halfway through their primaries.
Because it's not my guy that's the problem. It's the other guy.
The other guy who's the problem, right?
Right.
Exactly. Yep.
So I keep voting my guy in to help fix the other guy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Of course, that's going to work.
Right.
Okay. So shall we take a deep breath? Everybody ready? Let's take a deep breath. Everybody together, raise your hands above your head, please.
Okay. Unless you're driving.
This is a Meredith move. Take your hands, put them above your head, and take a deep breath. And let it out. Let your hands down, and you'll be feeling much better. See? Feel better already, don't you? Yeah. 18 after the hour. This is a good day.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Picture this. Three golfers are standing on a green waiting to putt, while the fourth golfer in their group stands by his ball 50 yards away from the green. Rather than hit his ball, the golfer off the green tells the other three to putt so they won't have to wait. They finish putting, but the golfer off the green hits his ball while they're still standing by the hole, and he hits one of them in the eye. The golfer who is hit suffers a serious eye injury and sues the man who hit him. He probably has a very good case. But then, he also sues the golf course. Why? He claims it's also responsible because it didn't post a warning about the dangers of golfing. Let's be fair. Some things are so obvious they don't need a warning, and anyone who's ever even held a golf club knows that you don't hit a ball directly at someone else. Allowing a golf course to be sued when a golfer willingly does something reckless won't make golf safer, just more expensive for the rest of us. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. If you wonder why the gang here and I love BuzzBox Coffee, here are a couple of reasons. Did you know that as Americans we drink so much coffee that we actually get more of our antioxidants from coffee than from fruits and vegetables? That's why we love knowing BuzzBox Coffee is USDA certified organic, contains none of the harmful insecticides or pesticides that most other coffees contain. We love that BuzzBox Coffee isn't hyper-caffeinated, poor quality, robusta beans. Instead, BuzzBox Coffee, 100% Arabica beans. Only the top of 1% of that grade. We love that BuzzBox Coffee is so smooth, not acidic, since it's only shade-grown coffee, which is how nature intended coffee to be grown. And we also love that together, one cup at a time, we're enjoying the best of the best coffee and having real impact via helping my Eastleigh farm. So taste the difference, make a difference by joining us today to get your free pound. Call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Jennifer did.
Yes, I did.
But the party was nice, the party was bumping. Yippee-yo. And everybody having a ball. I tell the fella started in calling.
Yippee-yo. I never remember this part.
I don't know if people remember this. That's what they remember.
Yes.
Our one-hit wonder contest continues here on Good Day. And so what we are doing is, as you are aware at this point in time, we take a song that was popular.
Here's the best part.
Why?
I don't remember that.
Except, who let the dogs out? So, this is a group that only had one hit. If you know the name of the group, perhaps you'll dial us. Do us the favor of dialing 888-302-3684. By the way, Richie, I noticed you've been using this number on other programs. It's 888-302-DOUG. Don't these other people on these other shows know this is my number? What's the big idea?
What program is it being used on?
I've heard it used. Yeah, it is. I heard it used on a program over the weekend. What program was I listening to? It was on Radio America. Yeah, I heard it.
I figure out which one it is.
All right, I work on it. Anyway,
maybe it was the Doug Show.
I will.
Yeah. All right. So, Who Let the Dogs Out? Big hit by this group that came from London. The year was 2000. During this time, during this week in 2000, Who Let the Dogs Out was number one. So, if you know the name of this one-hit wonder group, dial 888-302-DOUG. Originally called High Voltage, Who Let the Dogs Out earned them several awards, like a Grammy for Best Dance Recording, a Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award. In 2012, AOL Radio ranked it as the number one most annoying record ever.
Wow. By AOL Radio, that's saying something.
All right. The recording is frequently played at stadiums during all kinds of sporting events. group has recorded a couple of songs for Disney animation films, but got its biggest boost from being featured in Shrek.
They got an award for being an immediate one-hit wonder. They knew it was going to be a one-hit wonder band as soon as they recorded this song.
Right, exactly.
We will never have anything else in our life. This is our one hit.
This is it. 888-302-3684. All right, I think it was the case yesterday with the fellas who were on. They were brothers, weren't they? The people we had on yesterday, these guys are not related as far as I know. Matter of fact, I don't even know the names of the people who were in this group. Anybody know the names of them?
I don't know them. I'm glad I don't even know the name of the group.
All right. I know the name of Patrick. Patrick is listening in Wallops Island, Virginia. Hi, Patrick. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Any, thank you. Any rockets taking off out of there this morning, Patrick?
Not this morning.
When's the next launch?
I think we got a couple weeks before another launch. We just had one about a week and a half ago, so.
All right, do you work at the base?
Yes, I do. I'm in the Navy at the base.
You're in the Navy.
In the Navy. They wrote a song about that.
Who's they?
It is.
Or was that the one hit wonder? Yeah, right. That was not a one-hit wonder.
No.
So how long have you been in the Navy, Patrick?
I've been in for 15 years.
How do you like it?
Well, it's a career.
Very enthusiastic.
Congratulations.
What is your job, if you can tell us about having to kill us afterwards? What do you do?
I fix radar system computers.
Cool.
Radar system computers.
Fine. Yeah, you've got a good second career coming.
Yeah.
Absolutely. After the retirement, yeah.
Right, exactly. That's what he's figuring. And you get trained by the government, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, good for you.
Congratulations.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Connecticut, New Haven.
New Haven, Connecticut. All right. So let's go back to this date, 2000, when Who Let the Dogs Out was big. What was going on with your life there then?
I had just joined the Navy, and I was reporting my first ship in 2000.
There you go. What's the name of the group?
Baja Men.
The Baja Men, yes. Who Let the Dogs Out? Patrick.
Love a guy that knows the Baja Men.
Patrick gets a CD of One Hit Wonders.
You won't tell anybody, Patrick.
That's Patrick, 28 after the hour.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop.
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 eczema lotion. Feel the heal.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Special good day for you. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on football, and maybe not necessarily not Monday Night Football, but the career that used to be Ray Rice's. What a dirtbag this guy is, man, I'll tell you. So the NFL has suspended him after this video surfaced showing him striking his fiance last February. She's not his fiance anymore.
Wife.
Yeah. She married him after this.
Yeah. So did the NFL do the right thing? 888-302-3684 or facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer. Did the NFL do the right thing? How many of you have seen this video?
There's a caveat to that question.
And that is?
Did the NFL do the right thing?
Early enough.
Did they know this already?
Did they know about this before the video?
They signed him?
The question now is whether Goodell had seen this video previous to yesterday and only suspended him for 2 weeks, then changing it to 6 weeks once he got the heat for the 2 week suspension. Now reports are coming out, conflicting reports, whether he had actually seen this before and now is only responding to it because of the reaction, the public reaction.
And you think what?
I think that if he, in fact, if there is proof that he had seen this, and you know TMZ is on it big time, before yesterday, mm-hmm. and only suspended him 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
he's done as commissioner of the NFL.
Yeah. Really?
He is done.
Done.
Now, I went through a...
By the way, who won the game last night, Monday Night Football?
The Detroit Lions crushed the Giants, and I don't know who won the Cardinals game yet. I didn't stay up
for it. I think the Chargers lost, but I'll double check.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
I went through a myriad of reactions and emotions.
You went, you personally, yourself, did? Or others that you know?
Yeah, no, I did, and I think a lot of people may have as well. Everybody's initial reaction is this guy is a dirtbag.
Right.
He deserves to be kicked out.
Yep.
And I can't believe, throw him away, he's trash.
Yeah, garbage.
Then I read William Gay, who is a cornerback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, reaction to it, whose mother was shot and killed in an act of domestic violence by his father, or his mother's boyfriend, I guess it was, I don't know, who says, we need to help him.
Right.
I feel sorry for him. This is a sickness, and we need to help him. God bless him, because he needs help.
He does.
I agree with that.
And that took my whole Ray Rice is a piece of trash, throw him away into the garbage and never worry about him again.
This goes to Doug's head injury. Yeah,
let me,
there's something to be said for that. But the culture that is created around the management, Richie, going up to the commissioner, maybe the team management, this guy that played for the Patriots that killed who knows how many people, when it gets right down to brass tacks, this guy may have murdered 3, 4, 5 people over the course of his career or before he was in football. You have Michael Vick. I always go back to him because he, in my mind, was a dirtbag and still is a dirtbag for his activities off the field. And then you look at some of the other things to bring it back.
Well, you look at Kobe Bryant, rapist.
Yeah, right. Well, he's not a football player, but he's right. And now he's a big friggin' hero.
Drug dealers all over the place.
Yeah.
And my big thing yesterday was, you got Ray Lewis, who they have a statue of in front of the Ravens Stadium, who helped. Was an accomplice to murder.
Let me take it one step further.
They just couldn't find the evidence.
All right, but let's talk about Michael Sam for a second here. Just give me a second to put into perspective what it was, the people who got so upset, these Christian lobbyist groups, thousands of people have protested to the Dallas Cowboys when they signed Michael Sam because he's openly gay. Hello? Who's protesting? I don't, there may be a lot of people that are protesting Ray Rice, but I haven't
That's
seen...
That's why he got suspended for more than 2 weeks, because people were upset.
But understand what I'm saying here.
I do.
The people who are these radical religious groups, regardless of their faith, doesn't make any difference who they are. Why can't they just learn to live, let live, and not find an issue with this, and then maybe focus on, if Ray Rice needs help, there are people that don't need help. Some people think Michael Sam needs help because he's gay, and he doesn't. He's just gay. Ray Rice, and I've said Ray Price every time I've
totally different, by the way.
He may need help. Yep.
Who else needs help is the woman that is with him, because the fact that she would marry someone who knocked her out cold, and I don't know if you saw the video, Dougie. I don't think you've seen it yet. But it's disturbing. Like, he's walking into the elevator like he knows what he's going to do, and then just whammo, and she goes flying. She's out cold. He's trying to get her out of the elevator, and people just are standing there looking at it. I mean,
several people walk up, specifically one person who looks like a security guard, doesn't even bend down, kneel over to see how she is. They're just standing there talking while she's laid out.
I'm looking at a post, Kenny, from at White House.
The White House writes, or whoever it is that does the Twitter account, hitting a woman is not something a real man does, and that's true whether or not an act of violence happens in the public eye or far too often behind closed doors. Stopping domestic violence is something that's bigger than football, and all of us have a responsibility to put a stop to it. Now, I don't know whether anybody really cares what the White House says about that, but there's something in that statement that has value, and I wonder what we have of value in statements that have been registered in either Facebook.com or Twitter, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
So far, just one comment. Adam says the elevator knockout punch from Ray Rice is beyond disturbing and stomach churning.
You know, Christine Brennan from USA Today and I guess ABC Sports had an interesting statement yesterday. Domestic violence now has a face in that there's video and everybody can see what they only hear of now. So like, you heard about, what's the rapper's name? Jennifer, who beat up his girlfriend.
The only one?
Yeah.
No,
doesn't make any difference.
You hear about this stuff happening all the time, and now you see it, and you're like, oh, my God.
Well, I'm looking at it, frankly, now. Here's this bum. They're in an Atlantic City a casino elevator. He drags her body halfway out the door, drops her on her face, and you can see her skirt is lifted up. So,
and then he kind of like kicks her in the legs, like, wake up.
Come on.
How does TMZ get this stuff?
They are amazing.
They pay somebody off at the hotel and get the footage. But how someone from the hotel says, I have it.
All right, somebody from the hotel would call TMZ. Is that how it would
work? Oh, for sure.
Or
TMZ has a tip line. So if you see something,
really?
You can actually report to the tip line.
All right.
Harley Levin is probably one of the best stirrers of Harvey Levin.
Oh, yeah. He runs TMZ.
Yeah.
All right. So our poll yesterday at DougStefan.com asks what your favorite fall sport is. 26% of you said college football. 37% of you said the NFL. Let's see. NASCAR 9%, 10% said other, 8% said Major League Baseball. So those of you, I know that I run the risk of alienating or irritating people that listen to me because of my feelings about football and the damage that's done. And one, I go back to what I didn't clarify or make, clear, what Jennifer alluded to about the concussions. Can somebody use that sort of thing as a defense? Because is he going to go to court? No, probably not, because he didn't press charges, but he's lost his career in the NFL, unless somebody sues the NFL and says, oh, the reason he did it is because he got hurt playing a game. You guys, it's your fault.
And you know what? That's
not far. I can see some lawyer turning that around.
It's not even far from the truth. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, but Chris Benoit, who was a wrestler who had his severe head injuries as well, shot his whole family and himself, and they bring it back to, again, this thing that snaps within your head when it gets hit too much.
Hi. Man, find yourself talking to yourself after you have these conversations. Stephen Hawking, the God particle, conversation about where the universe is going. Stephen Hawking is supposed to be the smartest man on the planet. Plus, Jennifer has some television news coming up here.
I'm the smartest woman on the planet.
I know you are. Yes, here's a chance for you to get rid of the pain and the sprain. Meredith fell down in the bathroom in the hotel in Cleveland, where we were over the weekend, and really hurt her knee and her leg.
Uh-oh, am I going to have to start calling you Ray Rice?
Yeah, do we have any video of this to prove that it wasn't you?
Yeah, no, you'd be fine, Richie. Okay. So I suggest that you use this Thermo4 to get rid of the strain and the sprain and the pain, because in normal circumstances, before this was developed, what you'd use is a hot compress, which when, you know, the stuff is messy, water everywhere, or a frozen bag of peas on the cold side to get the swelling to go down. But in this circumstance, what you can use is this roll. This is a roller It's a contraption or device, if you will, from Therma4, T-H-E-R-M, the number 4. Go to Therma4.com and see how people who are in the world of sports or people who are in the world of farming, like I am, or any place where you can get hurt and need some sort of relief, some sort of therapy. You can't get to the chiropractor right away. You can't get to the massage therapist right away. You can't get in the bathtub right away. Use the Therma4. If you're busy in sports, you have members of your family who are busy in sports, this is the secret. This is the way to roll away the strain and sprain of pain. No drugs, no surgery, just rolling away. It's very clever, actually. You put one roller in the freezer, the other one you can heat up in the microwave, or you can heat it up on a big bowl of hot water, and then just use it, roll it on. And sports doctors that are recommending this are saying it helps you recover faster than anything else for your injuries. It's Therma4.com. You can't call anybody. You just have to go online to Therma4.com, click order. You get 50% off when you order by using the code Doug50, okay? D-O-U-G 50, Doug50, Therma4.com. Get rid of the pain, the sprain, the easy way, the intelligent way, and the non-messy way. Therma4.com. Use the code Doug50 and get it to work for you.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with Geico RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to Geico RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
Thank you for listening to my directions, Richie. That was very helpful.
No problem. I'm here to help.
I just want to mention quickly Stephen Hawking and what he. And this may lead to more conversation, but it's such great food for thought. I just want to lay it on your head before we do the TV report. He was interviewed. Remember, Hawking once cautioned that both artificial intelligence and invading aliens could wipe out the human race. Now he has another prediction.
I think he's a kook.
Well, he's a lot of smart people.
He gets you to think, though.
Yep, he does.
Oh, sure.
He says the God particle that we've heard so much about in the last few years might destroy the universe. This is written in the preface to a new book in which he describes his concern that if the particle became unstable, the universe could undergo catastrophic vacuum decay, black holes everywhere, and then just disappear the way it appeared. If you believe that we appeared from a pinhead, exploded into what is something that has no beginning and no end, and if the Higgs boson, they call it, if that were the case, then we'd all be doomed. The universe would be doomed. It's something that probably is going to happen tomorrow, but it is interesting just to throw that into a conversation that maybe is full of a lot of things that we would like to not spend a lot of time talking about, like politics. Okay, having said that, now, NBC, Jennifer, is paying for Matt Lauer to take a helicopter to work.
Yeah, well, he's got to get in early. He lives all the way out in the Hamptons, so, you know, he's got to be coptered
well,
in.
Well, you know what this tells me? He's apparently, they're trying to...
They're romancing him.
They're romancing him because they're afraid that he'll leave.
Mm-hmm.
This tells me that maybe they were a little bit more responsible for the Ann Curry big mess up than he was, and that he's taking
the heat
publicly, and that they're trying to kiss up to him,
and now they're making it better.
Right?
Yep. He's making $24 million a year,
And that was a little bit of an increase.
So maybe he really wasn't the bad guy in all this.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so...
Hey, big news.
What's that?
End of speculation. Did you hear they named a new replacement for Craig Ferguson?
No.
Yes. Yeah, see? No. Breaking news. You're going to give me the same answer. James Corden is the replacement for Craig Ferguson. Go ahead and say it.
He's a Brit or a Wales.
He
Wales.
Is. Yeah, he's a British actor, writer, and comedian. He's a creator of a sitcom called Gavin and Stacey.
Anybody in Framingham. Don't we have anybody in America that's funny? Apparently we don't.
I guess not. I don't know if he wants Tony Award.
It makes it all that much funnier.
Craig Ferguson has an accent, so it's perfect.
Right.
Just replace him.
The jokes don't have to be funny. Just the way they talk is funny, so they get away with it.
He's 35 years old, which makes him the youngest incoming late night host. So, you know, it, kind of an interesting choice. He's supposed to be very funny, excellent on Hulu Comedy, does The Wrong Man, so you can check him out ahead of time if you want a sneak peek of what his show will be like.
Right. I think we should all talk like this.
All right. Great. Looks like George
make it much funnier.
He's getting a gig. He's joining Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC. He's a guest star.
Really? So what? Now that I bring it up, I think.
I was going to say.
Who's the highest paid woman on TV?
I don't know. Who is
you
it?
You are.
Judge. Thank you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Loretta Ellsworth is back with us here on Good Day. She is a strategic wealth coach, a retirement planner, author of the award-winning book, The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk. RAFT stands for Retirement Approach Free of Taxes. Let's hear it for that. If you would like to reserve your free copy of Lorette's book, dial 866-620-4376. That's toll-free 866-620-HERO, and you'll get a free copy of this book. It's available in bookstores around the country. It's on Amazon, but my way of figuring this, Lorette, is that free is better. So let's see if people would go to that and get something they have to pay for on Amazon. How about you get it for free at 866-620-HERO, especially if you're going through what a lot of people are at various ages, trying to figure out how to craft a wealth strategy, a retirement strategy that works. I think you were talking to some of the folks who listened to this program who had called in last
last week over the weekend. What did you find out?
Well, I found out that they, you know, they're all diverse and different. Everybody's situation is completely unique to them, and yet they all had the same idea of what they wanted to accomplish with one of their retirement accounts. I mean, there's several different ways that we can invest our money through retirement. We can have qualified plans, or we can open a Roth IRA, or we can have a pension or a Social Security. And yet, you know, this is another option where you can put money in that's already been taxed, and it's going to grow tax-free, and also the distributions will be taxed. So when I was talking to a lot, and we've got, you know, hundreds of strategic wealth coaches throughout the country, some of those people would call back and make sure that they get the book into the hands. But not only the book will be kind of general guide of how this works. What people really want to know is, how does it work for me? And so that's why we provide also free of charge these illustrations. Now, I've seen other advisors, you know, charge $500 or $600 for these illustrations to make sure somebody knows exactly how these strategies work, but we're giving that away for your listeners, Doug, totally free of charge as well. And what does it do? Well, I'm just going to give an example of one gal that I talked to last week, and she's 50 years old, and you know, really hadn't prepared for retirement at all yet. And she says, you know, I realize I've got a little bit of extra money. I want to be able to put towards something. So I said, well, how much do you think you have? And she said about $20,000 a year. And I said, well, how about if we take that $20,000 a year for the next 5 years, put a total of $100,000 in there, and let's just see what happens. Let's go through the math and look at the illustration and see how it does work for you. And of course, this is according to IRS guidelines and the guidelines of the state as well, these mathematical figures that we go through. And by putting that $20,000 a year for 5 years and then just letting it grow and compound, and the average rate of return in the account has been over 8%. I always dial it back a couple of percent just to make it really conservative, but what we found is that her $100,000 would then at retirement time at age 66 is what she wanted, would yield about $30,000 a year, so about $2,500 a month in income to her for the rest of her life. Now, not only that, there is a death benefit of $400,000, so, you know, if something should happen to her between now and then, or even after she starts taking distributions, her family would have a $400,000 death benefit. So, to me, that's a way to really leverage, you know, $100,000 over the next 5 years for her. We have clients that are even young children. Sometimes grandparents will call us and say, hey, you know, I've got some money I want to be able to pass on to my grandchildren or my children. What's a good way for me to do that? And we can provide a raft illustration for them as well.
Yeah, those are great examples, by the way. The last two are excellent. And if you want to sort of catch this information, you're getting in on the back end of it. You can listen to the podcast at DougStephan.com of this hour. This would be hour number 5, so you can hear the strategy that Lorette is explaining. But returns are important. Preservation is important. So, as a result of our collaboration here with Lorette, Doug Stephan listeners get an illustration of how the program can help you and your family through the book, The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk. This is free, F-R-E-E, free. Easy to remember number, 866-620-HERO. That's 866-620-4376 to reserve your copy of The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk. 866-620-HERO. Lorette, thank you.
It's thank you.
50, yeah, nice to have you here. 51 after the hour. Good day.
Lighten up, Francis.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.